This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, we've survived another week. Ups and downs of the weather, you know, storms, sunny days, which I loved, and then a few more storms, then sunny days. I mean, after all, it's just February.
That is true. It's just February, but then on the other hand, I can't believe it's already February. I mean, goodness gracious, it seems like it was just the holidays. Now, all of a sudden, we're staring down spring, and, you know, before you know it, it's going to be, you know, 130 at night.
Yes, and we'll be complaining. How much candy did you eat at Easter? Valentine's Day.
Way too much, that's for sure. It got out of hand.
Me too. Oh, I had some of the best chocolates ever had in my life.
Really?
Little tiny things, and they were divine.
Mm.
And everybody I've talked to ate more than their share of Valentine candy.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we had the Super Bowl.
Oh, I know.
And people spent like $12 billion on the Super Bowl, on food, on cars, on travel, you know, the whole thing. And people, the wings, you know, why are wings so expensive?
I don't know. It seems crazy.
Because they're just a tiny little thing, mostly bone.
Yeah.
And people are crazy about them.
Yes. Oh, they're so delicious.
I can't quite figure out why they're so expensive. When you go say, okay, you know, I'm having a party for 40, I need, you know, 50 pounds of wings, you know. It's just, I can't figure it out.
I know. And whoever decided that wings and pizza go good together, but it's perfect.
Yeah, and see, I wouldn't have thought about that.
Yeah.
And then we had the gentleman out in Phoenix, out there in Arizona. He has all these rental deals, you know, short-term rentals. He thought he was going to make $1,200 a night. He couldn't even rent them.
Really?
I mean, 3 days before the Super Bowl, he's going, what have I done? What have I done? He reduced it to $500. And then I read this week that he still didn't fill them up. I don't know what happened.
Really?
Because usually when they're having a Super Bowl, everything within 500 miles is full. And people are, you know, just can't even get in there. But he did not have that problem. I don't know what happened.
Wow. So all his places were empty and he didn't make anything.
He did not make any money. He's still scratching his head. What in the heck went wrong?
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a miscalculation.
I know in past, if we were trying to go to a Super Bowl, you know, we were calling everywhere to try to get rooms. And,
yeah.
You know, it was very hard and very expensive, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So, he came down from $1,200 to $500. Cut it in half and couldn't rent them.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Anytime you go to, you know, a big game like that, it's just like it seems everything, the prices just to afford just basic stuff, because you got, you know, obviously room and board, but then you've got, you know, all the food, you've got all the transportation, you've got all the other things that go along with it, and you can easily drop a fortune. I don't know what the numbers are. I can't remember. I know I've heard it in the past, but, you know, the money that or the revenue that a city makes when they host a game like that is just through the roof.
It's billions.
Crazy. Yeah.
And they said it was like 12 to 15 billion total spent.
Jeez.
On the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Wow.
That people went out and spent. It's just, you know, and every little kid had to have a Super Bowl shirt.
Mm.
I mean, the stores were packed. Everybody was buying all this just for one day. I mean, you know, they wanted to look their best. You had to have, you know, all these shirts, all these other things. And there's just no telling. Rental cars, everything in the world that people spent.
Yeah. Wow.
And everybody forgets the Kansas City Chiefs are owned by the Hunts right here in Dallas.
Really?
Oh, heck yes. Lamar Hunt bought it years and years ago.
Huh.
So the Hunt family, Lamar's dead now, but the Hunt family owns those.
So that's
a Dallas holding.
Wow. That didn't even cross my mind. How cool.
Well, yes. A lot of people think it's, you know, somebody Midwest. It's not. Right here in town.
Wow.
And they've owned it. I'd have to go back and look. We did a story on Lamar Hunt years ago, and he is the one that owns it, him and his wife, Norma.
Wow. Cool.
And you know how wealthy they are.
Oh, yeah.
Their father, H.L. Hunt, got them started before they were ever born. And, you know, H.L. Hunt had two families that came out. It was an interesting dynamic family.
Yeah. And I think next year, isn't it in Vegas, I think?
I don't know. Well, that ought to be interesting if it's in Vegas. People will be spending money 50 different ways.
Yeah. I don't know how they're going to handle it. I feel like it is because I think I've already seen commercials for, like, the road to Vegas or something like that, and I don't know. Maybe I just had dreams or maybe I was, I don't know what, but I feel like it's in Vegas next year. And if that's the case, it's going to be just like the party is going to go on for, you know, like months.
For days and days.
Yeah. It seems like, you know, beforehand now the parties, the celebrations, the pregame festivities, all the things that happen. It's just like there are so many ceremonies and there are so many different, you know, events. And it just seems like it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like every event is sponsored. The coin toss is brought to you by somebody or the guy.
That's right. What did you think about the ads this year?
You know, I don't know. It seems like almost like the ads have kind of like taken a back seat, doesn't it? It seems like
they did this year. It wasn't like in the past.
Yeah,
they didn't have any of this stuff that made us all wince this year.
Yeah,
you know, in the past they've had ads that people didn't even want to see. Mm-hmm. If you can remember all that stuff going on, and they were saying this should not be allowed, you know, on a Super Bowl when it's a family orientated deal. I can remember some of them 2 or 3 years back, and they wanted to get rid of those ads forever.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear a lot of people commenting this time about, you know, this ad being great or that one being bad.
Yeah. It seems like there was like, there always used to be, you know, you had the people who would, you know, after, you know, on Monday after, you'd talk about the game. And then there's the other people that would talk about the commercials. And it seems like the commercials, they kind of ran them like a week before. So it wasn't really that big of a deal. And so by the time it showed up in the game, it's like, oh, we've already seen it. Nobody really cares. And so I don't know, maybe that whole
era. Nobody
cared.
That's what's really bad. You want to be on there, have your product on the Super Bowl, nobody even noticed it. That's not good.
Well, remember when they used to have like the Clydesdales and all, yeah, the staples?
Yes.
Oh, those were great. Those are long gone now.
And there's a long story about those Clydesdales. They are treated like, you know, they're at Busch Gardens and they're treated like royalty. And every once in a while, they'll show them washing their feet, their little hooves, you know, everything. And they're worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, Anheuser-Busch really takes care of them.
Yeah. And I don't even know that we've even seen commercials, and it seems like years since they've even been around. I don't know if they, I mean, I'm sure they still exist, but just in commercial.
Oh, they do, yeah.
They're just not non-existent on TV anymore.
Well, they didn't run a big ad, I don't believe, this year.
No, I don't even know if
it seems... A lot of people may not have because it was so expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, for what you were getting, like a 30-second ad.
Yeah, I used to keep up with how much, you know, they were charging for ads, and then I think I quit like a couple years ago because it was just so insane.
It is insane what they charge. Any doubt about that?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. But, yeah, between having both Valentine's and the game on the same weekend, it seems like it was like one of those things where it's like everything kind of came together, and we have, like, reasons to celebrate and reasons to eat and have all these things. So it was a gigantic celebration weekend, no matter what you were celebrating.
That's right. I mean, people ate until they couldn't eat anymore. They had more candy than they ever should have thought about.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And television, they watched so much television. It was crazy.
Yeah. It's like you just want, almost on Monday, you want to get up from your nap and just like start moving again.
It's like, that's right. You go, this has been a long, long weekend.
Yeah, it has. Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
So where are we today? Now that everything's kind of like settled down and we're like almost a week away or out from it and things are back to normal, how are things looking right now?
Well, we're gearing up to do a lot of policies. These are short-term and long-term. I've got some 18-month policies we're fixing to do. I've also got a 44-month. The profit on that policy is like 45%.
Really?
So that's going to be a good one, yes. Again, it's a good policy. The person has had the cancer for some time, and now it's getting really serious. When I read the LE on it, it showed it started out light, and now it's really come back with a vengeance. So I think that's a good thing. And we haven't had a profit of 44-45% in a while, so I think that'll be a good thing. And the others, two of them are breast cancer. One is the first go-around, and the other one, again, is when that cancer comes back that second time and haunts you. So, and the premium on that one is $30 every quarter.
Really?
$30? Yes.
Wow.
$30. It's so cheap. I mean, it's amazing to me. So these are all really good policies. Everybody's got a lot of money right now. Now's a good time to get in policies, get our profit going again. And I think we like two policies having all the cash back in their accounts on these policies. We've got one Pincus that's not in the bank, and then McConnell. And we're waiting on McConnell. McConnell's that $4 million one. Pincus, as you know, was $5 million. $4 million is in their bank accounts.
Jeez.
So we're like one policy, and that $1 million.
So most of it's been paid out.
I don't
most
know why it wasn't paid the same day as the others.
Yeah, is that normal, or is that weird?
Well, they're all with different carriers.
Mm.
So you've got to wait for each carrier to send you that check. And then we had a guy that he was paid 4 months ago. He calls in ranting and raving, I didn't get my money. And we're going, what? What are you talking about? And we go look up all of his emails. We emailed him immediately when we learned of it, and then we emailed him again to say the money's in your account. He never even looked. He never looked in his emails. He's calling us. Oh, my gosh. And then he calls Philip at the Nevada Trust. Philip said, well, sir, your money's right here. It's been here for 4 months. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I did not know that people literally do not read their emails. Just don't read them.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, how are you going to know when you get money or we send you something telling you you're getting money if you don't ever read it?
Wow.
Yeah, he said he didn't get his money, and we're scratching our heads. How is this possible, sir?
And it's been there for months.
Oh, my gosh.
See, I take it too far.
Been there for 4 months.
Oh, Lord. Sometimes you can go a little bit excessive the other way. Like, you'll check your email, like, every 5 minutes, which is what I do. So, I don't know. I can't quite relate to never checking your email. It's a foreign policy to me.
Oh, man.
Really.
What can I say?
Wow. Well, that's a nice thin surprise. I mean, when he thinks he hasn't been paid, but all of a sudden he has been, like a while ago. That would be.
Yeah, he was paid 4 months ago.
Yeah.
If he didn't think he got paid, why didn't he call? All you'd have to do is pick up the phone and call. Say, you know, I don't see my money, or I don't think I have my money. I mean, it was just right there. And there he is, just, you know, out in left field so far. I don't know if he's been asleep for the last 4 months, but his money was right there. So, you know, we had to tell him, you know, it's been there for 4 months. That's kind of embarrassing for him.
Well, yeah.
You know, when it's been there that long, you don't even know it.
But I bet he was
happy.
Can
you imagine if he doesn't check that, Do you think he ever checks to see how much money he's got in his regular bank account?
I don't know.
I'll bet he doesn't. I'll bet he doesn't even know whether he has money in the bank or not. That's what I'm thinking.
Wow.
Oh,
oh
me.
My word. People are crazy sometimes.
I mean, his wife was probably in stitches. She said, you know, you say you're not getting paid and your money's been there all this time. She may have to take over the bookkeeping, I can tell you.
Yeah. At some point, they'll find that funny, and they'll tell the story in a funny way.
Yeah, they'll think it's funny after they realize, you know, you ignored two or three emails from us, and you didn't ask for a statement. He could have said, you know, I need a statement on my account. And he didn't do that either. Oh, and that reminds me, the Oracle deal, we're going online with that. In 2 weeks.
Really?
We'll be online with the new system. I can't wait to see how it works.
Cool. Yeah, that's been months in the making.
It's taken 6 months.
Wow.
With training and everything else. Yes.
Jeez. And finally, two weeks away now.
We're 2 weeks away. We're doing the final things on it. But when we bill anybody or they ask for a statement, it ought to be at our fingertips.
Cool. I take it
we
investors,
ought to be able to do anything just right away.
Nobody needs to do anything, right? They just—that's all. Like nobody has to like sign off on anything or switch anything.
No, they don't have to sign off. We have to sign off. We have to say, you know, it's right and we're doing it, and you know all this other stuff.
Cool. That's exciting. Wow.
Yeah.
Neat.
So I can't wait till we, you know, get this going. I think it's going to be fabulous. They tell us we're going to really wish we'd done this a long time ago.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't realize it. You know, I mean, I'm sure, you know, people switch systems all the time, and you just kind of, you know, yeah, there's a little bit of a phase where you have to learn some new things and all that. But my goodness, it just seems like the massive amount of things that had to be done, the undertaking, the training, the putting systems in place, the transferring of data and whatnot, it seems like it's really, really much more, involved, I guess, than what maybe some system changeovers are. Is that even a thing? Am I saying that right? Or
yeah,
is
I
it
mean,
normal?
It's a big deal because you think how many accounts we have of clients. Some clients have two accounts. Some have three. Every one of those has to go into the system. We have to know how many policies we've got, the names of the policies, if it's an IRA, if it's a Roth, if it's a joint account. Now, that's just client accounts. Then everything else has to go over. Like, you know, when we're watching policies all the time to see what has come due, that this other company's taking over that. Hmm. And hopefully, they're huge. Our lawyer recommended them, and we're putting everything with them for policy servicing. So they ought to be able to tell us quickly if we have a maturity, and they're going to help us get stuff out of New Jersey. The impossible is going to happen. I can't wait to give them something in New Jersey and say, okay, I need that death certificate now.
And you won't have to send a guy named Vinny up there to visit somebody.
That's it. You've got to do it. It's just everything gets lost once it gets to New Jersey. They just don't care. They don't care that we need something. It's just we're not going to work today, you know.
Oh, wow.
Oh, a file? No, we couldn't possibly look for that file.
No, that'll be 3 or 4 weeks.
That's exactly right, and they're not going to do it.
Oh, wow.
So everything is just interesting in life.
Yeah.
But this is supposed to make our life a lot better, being able to keep up with files, with accounts. Billing should be a lot easier. Usually it takes 2 weeks to bill out premiums because it's all done by hand. It will no longer be done by hand. The computer's going to do all that.
So it'll go from what, 2 weeks to, with the new system, what will it be?
I think 2 days.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
Yeah. It is.
Good Lord.
So
I assume
we can't wait to see all this.
Yeah, you've been waiting on this for a long time. It means I'm going to say this, and you're probably going to have to correct me. But I assume that in the long run, this means that ultimately people will get, since certificates and all that can be tracked down much faster and the whole process is faster, I assume that in the end for investors, it means that they will get paid quicker. Is that right? Or...
Well, we hope that's right.
Okay.
We hope that that all the new systems, if everything works correctly, if we have all the data in right, when we have someone pass away, we're going to get the death certificates a lot faster. We're going to learn of it faster.
Mm.
In other words, it's not going to take us a month or 2 months to find out this person died.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, this is an extremely big company that's going to be doing that. And they are doing a lot of other big companies. And so far, everybody says they're very, very good at what they do. Now, they charge a little more, but we're going to get what we pay for. We haven't been getting what we were paid for, you know. So we're looking forward to both systems being up and running. They should be, as I said, the Oracle, all the accounting, all this should be up in 2 weeks running.
That's fantastic.
We should, and it's all going to be in the cloud. It'll all be cloud-based.
Cool. That's even better.
It's a lot better if it's in the clouds.
Yeah.
So it won't be physical. It'll all be up in the cloud.
Wow. Cool. And 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's fine. I bet you're thrilled. It's like, finally, after all this.
After all this. Everybody had to take all this training. They've been in training for months.
Oh.
And Flint, our CPA, has been transferring files over to it to get ready for the launching.
Man, what a...
So we'll see how smart we are once we get this. It should make us look smart anyway, whether we're smart or not. We'll look it.
What a massive
undertaking.
That's
the important part.
Yeah, it is.
It is a massive undertaking.
Jeez. Well, congratulations, and that's fantastic. I know it's been long-awaited and a well-deserved weight off your shoulders. So it'll be great for you and the investors and everybody. Everybody wins on this.
That's right.
How
and
cool.
That poor old guy that didn't know he had money in his account, I don't know about him. It may not help him because you have to read your emails, and a lot of people just don't.
Yeah.
If they're retired or if they're working a lot of hours, we reach out to them, say, we've got a policy, we want you to go in, and I don't hear from them for 2 days. And that tells you they're working hard, they're out there making money, and they don't read their emails.
Hmm.
They just don't.
Interesting. I've got about...
We do everything by email, as you know.
Yeah. That's true. Well, and I mean, it's I guess it's good for people because then they've always got something that they can go back and reference if they forget.
That's exactly right. And they can read it. They know what we've said. And they have a reliable source there that says this is this way. And do you want to do it? You know, and we always give an explanation and we always put it in writing. And that way nobody ever says, well, she said this, but did that, you know.
Yeah.
We can track everything we do.
Yeah.
And this is going to help us track things even better.
Yeah, no doubt.
We hope. For this kind of money, it better be.
Yeah, you don't want to just do like this kind of money on just a handshake and a wink.
No, you don't. You want a company that's been in business a long time like Oracle has.
Yeah.
That has a heck of a track record. And that does this every day.
The process for investors, will anything change from their side? Will they have to get used to anything else? I know it's a massive change on your end, but from an investor's side, will anything change?
No, I think communication is just going to be a lot easier.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to make a difference.
Awesome. Well, that is fantastic.
And I think we can go back and look up LEs a lot easier. Look something up about anything, it's going to be right on the spot. It's not going to be far away. We have to spend 3 days looking for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Organization, access, more real-time
yes.
information, I guess, might be a way to put it. Yeah.
That's right. It won't be slow. It should be fast. if you need something, you should ask, and it should be delivered, you know, very fast.
Yeah. Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah. I think it's going to be cool. We've never had this system, so we're anxious to see how it works. Oracle's holding our hand every step of the way. You know, they've got four people on it. So it's the turnover going into this should be easy because they're directing it, they're overseeing it, they're watching as we transfer files, as we transfer data over to them. It should work pretty good.
Wow. Cool. And so they've got a tremendous support staff is what it sounds like. And they're
they
not
do.
Gonna...
They're a huge company. You know, Oracle's very, very big.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you get involved with, you know, partnerships and then, you know, all of a sudden after the deal is done or the switch is pulled or whatever, sometimes, you know, companies tend to disappear. But it sounds like, you know, the support that they're going to have, not only through the process, like the switchover process, but after, you know, it's online and everything is going, it sounds like they're going to be right there the whole way.
Oh, yeah. We'll have three or four people at our fingertips. If we have problems with something, if everything's not going right, all we have to do is email them and say we need help with this.
Cool.
And they can come online and help us with it.
Nice. Because, yeah, there's nothing worse when you have a question or a problem or it's just like, how do I or where do I get or whatever, and there's, like, nobody there. You send somebody a note and it's like nobody gets it, nobody gets back to you. There's nothing worse, so... That's really important.
I know. And if you send somebody an email and they don't answer it, and 3 days later you're looking, what happened to them? Why are we not getting the information?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Then this is going to be great. It sounds like it takes care of a lot of things. And, you know, you look at all the things and improvements and changes that you've made in the last, what, 12, 18 months or so. This is almost like the final straw in a whole massive, almost like it seems like from the outside looking in, almost like it's kind of like the end of a massive overhaul that greatly improves everything on every single level. Not only from, like, you know, the system here, but also with, like, you know, bringing in the doctors and the scientists and all the other things that you've done in the last, you know, year and a half or so. It seems like everything is really, like, going in a much more streamlined, efficient, fast, effective way. It just seems like it's way different now than it was even, you know, 2 years ago, in a much better way. So that's what it looks like on the outside anyway. It's what it sounds like.
Well, I hope on the inside it turns out that way.
Yeah. Hopefully.
We cannot undo this, let me tell you. It would be too expensive to undo this deal.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
I don't think we want to try that.
You're in it now.
That's it. We're up to our eyeballs.
Wow, cool. And everybody's got almost all the policies in their accounts. What does that mean? Does that mean that people are, you know, they're excited about turning around and reinvesting? Or do they take it out and go on vacation, travel the world? Or what happens?
People do it both ways. We had a guy this week that took $45,000 out of his IRA. Now, how many people do not know that if you take all the money in a lump sum like that, that you have to pay the taxes on it? He's on the phone telling us, well, I this is wrong. Y'all are trying to tax me on this $45,000. And we write back to him and say, by the way, when you take a lump sum out of an IRA, the taxes are due, sir, on the whole thing.
Ooh, wow.
It's not going to be taxed just on $10,000 or $5,000. It's a lump sum taxation. So when you've got an IRA, usually we make systematic withdrawals, you know, 10% or 5% every year. But when you take the whole thing out, you're liable for all the taxes at one time.
Mm.
So people should ask us about that. You know, our Flint is a CPA. If you have a tax question, he can tell you the answer.
Wow.
You know, I can tell you the answer on that. You know, I know that taxes are due on IRAs. The only thing that's not going to be due is a Roth. Remember, if you have a Roth and you've had it 5 years, there's never any taxes. You can withdraw it without taxation. So that would have been the thing to have done, take it out of your Roth rather than your IRA.
Boy, you know, that's a good point, because I don't know, I guess people just kind of get in the pattern and they don't always think about, hey, if I take all this out, I'm going to have a massive tax bill due immediately. And so they don't maybe, think about all of it because they don't do it very often, I would guess. So that's a good point to bring up. Wow.
Yes, and they should always think about the taxes. How do I want to be taxed? Do I want to be taxed all at once? Do I want to be taxed a little bit? And then I think about this. What is the risk if I take it out of this and go over here to the stock market? My gosh, it's 1,000% risk.
Wow.
But if you can stand it, all good power to you. But most people don't want to back up and go from a conservative investment to 1,000% risk. Because, as you know, the stock market has really had a hard, hard time.
Ooh,
we have
yeah.
people every day coming out of the stock market and bringing their money to us. So, I just don't understand it. Why a person would go from this back to the stock market.
Yeah. You would think that, of all things, people would be like migrating away from the stock market instead of like going back into it. I saw something else this week, and it was early on. It was like Monday or Tuesday, so I can't remember all the details. But I saw something about how another prediction came out that there is still going to be another drop of, like 25-30% in the market in the next near future. And so they're still, they're still saying, there's a good chance.
We haven't even went into the recession. The recession is going to start the first of this year.
Yeah.
And we don't know how bad it'll be or not be, but we know about all the store closings, and that's a dadgum recession.
Mm.
We know about a lot of people that have these big stores, and they're changing to little stores. And then we've got people like Tuesday Morning. This is their second bankruptcy.
Really?
Second. They've done it once before. They're doing it again.
Oh, boy.
And Bed Bath & Beyond, one of my favorite stores, is going into bankruptcy. They're closing store after store after store. So if they don't think there's a recession, look around them. Now, Texas is almost recession-proof, but all these other states are not. And they're, cutting back on everything. A lot of their businesses are going out because they're just not selling things. People are not buying their products. And people should think about that. When they go back into the stock market, what in the heck are they going to go into that's recession-proof and that's guaranteed? What are they going to do to guarantee their money?
Mm. In the stock market, you can't. It's impossible.
I mean, that's it. If you're in the stock market, they're not going to guarantee it. If you're in mutual funds, the mutual funds, a lot of them are saying, no, you've taken all the money you can take. You cannot take your cash out right now on a lot of mutual funds.
Mm.
So that's a scary thought.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a weird situation. It's like you see all these reports and it's like people have money. Jobs are, everybody's got jobs. They've got money to spend. But where are they spending it? Because all these companies, like you said, are they're closing. People aren't buying their products. They're shutting doors. They're cutting back. They're closing stores. They're doing all these things. And it's kind of a weird thing where it seems like we're in uncharted territory right now. And without any kind of certainty or anything like that, you would think that more people would be trying to get something a little bit more conservative, a little bit more stable, maybe, especially when you have no idea what's going to happen ahead and a lot of people predict doom. You would think. And you can find that in a life settlement, is what it sounds like.
That's right. In a life settlement, your principal's always guaranteed. It's always safe. That's what I don't understand. A life insurance company will always pay you. They're going to pay you the face amount of the policy. You don't have to worry about that. You do have to worry about it coming in on time. You have to worry if you've got older policies, the premiums may be high. But if you've got anything in the last 2 years, the premiums are not high. They're going to be small. You're going to make a good profit. And a lot of them are coming in on time. Like McConnell came in early. Pincus, just about right on the date when we thought he would pass away. And that was a $5 million policy. So we've got some huge policies that have come in on time or just about on time. Then we've got some that were late. We've got some that we're waiting on. That's on your percentage. Because if you figure it out, there'll be so many that'll be on time. so many early and then some late. So if you average it all out, you're still going to make good money.
Yeah, it's the law of averages. It's a long-term thing. It's not one of these things where people should expect to come in, invest in one policy, and then ride off into the sunset and retire. It's a process that lasts several years. And like you said, some come in early, some come in on time, some come in late. But when it's all said and done, people are making money. Their principal is protected. And so there's not another investment opportunity like that. So, you know, and you've got a lot of clients that have been with you for years and years and years. Years, right?
They have. They've been with us a long time. They've made money. They're consistent. And I haven't mentioned that Rick, our friend that had surgery, he's doing good.
Oh.
It wasn't bad like he thought. They just took the whole kidney out. Everything's over and done with. He's back home resting, recuperating, and he's very thankful that it wasn't a malignant tumor.
Fantastic.
So, he's got a lot to be thankful for.
Wow, that's great news. Awesome.
Yeah, and I told him we'd start investing right away, and he was laughing. I said, well, you know, that 2 weeks we couldn't invest. Now we're ready. Oh, gosh.
Back to business.
Back to business. He says now he needs one every month.
Oh,
he
wow.
needs a maturity a month. I said, okay, we'll see what we can do. Did you know we had 26 maturities in 22?
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah, we added it up, 26 maturities for 22. That's a lot of maturities. A lot of money came in.
Wow. That is fantastic.
And we had so much in November and December and January just getting payouts. We've had a tremendous amount of payouts. Well, of course, Pincus, you know, it was $5 million. Birch was $2 million. And most of the others were $1 million. So people have got a lot of money in their accounts right now.
Yeah. 22 sounds like a great year, and 23 has already started off with a big
Yeah, it has started
bet.
Out good. So we want to get everybody fully invested, make them some money, turn that money around, and get that interest back in their account. And as I said, we're having a lot of people that are calling us that are getting out of the stock market. So I don't understand anybody going back in. Most people told me they would never go back in. I know I wouldn't. I don't care what happens. I'm never going back in the stock market. I do not want to lose one thin dollar.
Yeah.
It's too hard to make to lose it.
Oh, I know it.
You know, it's just too hard.
Maybe it's a full moon
and
or something.
Once you get it, let's hold on to it.
Yeah. The whole point is not to work all that hard, make it, and then just, you know, throw it out the window. You wouldn't think, anyway. I don't know.
And everybody's getting ready for retirement. This is the safest way I know to do it.
Yeah.
You know, be conservative, have conservative investments, and you don't have to look back that way. If you're in the stock market, you're going to be crying.
Yeah, you don't want to go back to work
really
when you're 75. That's for sure.
No, you don't want to go back to work. And the broker that took it the first time, are you going to give it back to him and do it again?
I didn't have enough. Please come back around.
That's right. You didn't hurt enough the first time. You're going to do it again? Wow.
Wow.
Let's don't do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, we have a lot of doctors that are with us. We have a lot of people from every walk of life. And, you know, I know that... doctors can read a report just like anybody else, and they usually always say yes when I say, I think this would be a good policy. What do you think? And they're in it right then. They say, yeah, put me in.
Cool.
And then I have some people that say, Faye, I wanted to put more in. You know, I'm saying maybe it's 50,000. They're going, I was thinking 100. And sometimes we can allow it, and sometimes we can't. And if you're new with us, we never allow you to put all of it in one policy. You've got to be diversified. I don't care who you are. This needs to be a diversification policies, and you need a lot of them to make it work.
That's for their own protection, right?
It is. We've got to protect them from themselves. We need several, and then that way you just keep rolling them over, and it'll work.
Cool. And that's what it's all about. It's making money, not losing money.
And these two old policies we've still got, one of them we hope is going to mature this summer, folks. The Denton policy that we've had since we went into business, the man is 90. And, wow. Of course, you know, this company really put it to us, but we've managed to crawl out from all of them but two.
Yeah, and once they're done.
So if we can get these two gone, it's happy skating from here.
Happy skating.
Happy skating.
Oh, wow. This is your money.
Dodging a few things.
You got a zig, you got a zag, and then once you're done, you're
free. That's
right. Clear.
You can't just go straight line, no. Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
This is your money with Faye Bagby, but your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I'll let people in on a little secret. Some people don't really know what happens behind the scenes. And today, before the show, you said, I'm not really sure what's going to happen with trivia. Got a couple here. I'm not really sure which way we're going to go. So this is going to be as much a surprise to you as it is to me as to everybody else. So
that's right.
What are we doing for trivia today?
Okay.
Know?
What I was thinking about is it's been a long winter. We're still not quite out of the woods yet. And I said, what should people be doing? You know, it's been a long winter. We're tired. We've seen all the ice we want to see. We've seen all the snow. How about our hiking trails in Texas? Do you know how many hiking trails we have in Texas?
I want to guess.
2,300.
Oh, wow. I would have not
guessed. We have more hiking trails than anybody in the world.
Wow.
Now, most of the really good ones are at Big Bend. Now, I know it's several hours' drive to Big Bend, but everybody needs to get out, get away from the winter. Most of the time, the weather in Big Bend, as you know, is 70 degrees. Mm-hmm. And they've got, right there in Big Bend, they've got 13 hiking trails. Mm. Now, some of them are for experienced hikers. Some of them are just general public. One I think is one of the best is the Lost Mine Trail. Now, it's over 4 miles, but it's not a hard one. It's not that big, heavy climb. And it'll take you about 2 hours and 30 minutes to climb it. It's one of the most popular trails there. It's so busy on weekends when you get there, you can't even hardly find parking. But everybody says once you get there and get on the trail and you forget all your troubles, you forget all your cares, you're just looking at the beauty of those dadgum mountains and the trails. And when you get to the top, they said you need to spend an hour or two. It's so beautiful on the top of that peak.
Wow, and peaceful.
So it's just peaceful. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is everybody's been through so much this winter. Take the family or just your wife. Go on one of these trails out there. Some of them are very short, and some of them you've got to be really experienced. They're 10 or 15 miles. But the beauty of those mountains is just outstanding. And as I said, most of the time it's 70, 74. We've had a few cool days down there, but not a lot. And you see so many beautiful flowers and plants. And it's just a beautiful place to go and peaceful, you know. A lot of people get there at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
And that's kind of hard to do. And if you're not used to elevations, take the gentle trails. Don't try for one of those. It's really hard, you know.
Don't swing for the fence right off the bat.
That's right. And some of them are a little windy. And don't if it's got a high elevation, you look at it and say, can I do that or not? Okay? If you don't think you can move, don't do it. Don't even try. But a lot of them are for families. They're very easy. Some of them, it's got about 1,100 elevation gain. It's moderate. It's slow. It's steady. The view is so amazing. It'll make you forget your troubles, your cares. You're going to be taking a lot of pictures. Just spend time with the family. You can talk and you can walk. And it's so beautiful, you know. And then they've got the ones for really experienced people. And they're short. But it is hard. And like everybody says, go to the top. Sit down up there and just sit there and think and enjoy the views. It's amazing. And a lot of people tell me once they get to the top, they don't want to come back down.
Yeah. Yeah.
because the beauty is so astonishing and so fabulous. And can you imagine how quiet it is in Big Bend?
Oh, it's so huge.
That the peace is just wonderful. If you're in Midland, you're in Odessa, you're in Dallas or in Houston, you need some peace every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Hear nature. You forget what nature sounds like after a while.
That's right. And it's so quiet. You've got all the birds. You've got every animal in the world. And you can just think great thoughts and go up there and sit down and really enjoy nature. Because I thought of all the things I could talk about this morning. I said, you know, our trails are something that a lot of people don't even use. They don't even realize we've got thousands of trails in Texas. All of our parks have a lot of trails. If you go to Fredericksburg, all in the hill country, there's a lot of trails there. And, of course, those are really easy. They don't have the big elevations. But Big Bend has got the most scenic mountains of anywhere in the world. So you can go there, you just sit there and enjoy life. And sit there and cogitate, as I always say. Think about the great things about Texas and about our country, and that you're not working that day, and that you're just, you know, having a good time and enjoying Texas.
Just the fact that you said cogitate.
That's right. Don't you remember when old people used to say that? I've heard a lot of old people say that.
Wow.
And say, well, we were just cogitating, you know.
Oh, my word. That just about threw me into whiplash. Good Lord.
Well, you know, we forget about all these old sayings that the old people used to say.
Yeah.
And I've been around a lot of old people. And they said a lot of things like that, like cogitating, all these other things. That was just their way of talking, you know?
There's a lot of things they said that we can't say right now.
Yes.
But they have lots of really cool phrases that are long gone. Those are cool.
That's right. And, you know, Emery Peak is on the northeast rim out there in Big Bend, and it is 17 miles. Now, this is one that'll have you huffing and puffing, and you better be up to it if you take that one. But they have a lot of rest stops along the way. All of these, you can have lunch at the top, and it's awesome. Just, you know, looking at all this beauty from the top of any of these peaks.
Yeah, and experience it, like, in person, not through, like, you put your device down, you just kind of absorbed nature in nature instead of looking at it, like, on your phone or your computer or something like that. It's a very different experience. It really does tend to reground us. It resets things.
It resets us, and everybody says the views are awesome all the way. I mean, not just when you get the top. And the incline on some of them is just small. You've got a lot of switchbacks. And a lot of it's shaded because you know that you've got all the trees up there. And as long as it's not in the hot summer, it's a good time to arrive and to spend a lot of time.
Yeah.
And especially if it's in the morning, it's just going to be great. I've never had anybody that said these trails weren't fabulous at Big Bend. Hmm. So if you're experienced at all, you can go to a small trail. Go up the top of one of these peaks, have lunch, just enjoy the beauty and the quiet of the day. A lot of our other trails are going to be more used. If you're in the hill country, you're going to meet a lot of people on the trails, a lot of them, because they're busier in the summer. They're not as busy right now, so it's a good time to go on a trail anywhere in Texas because they won't be as busy as in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because everybody's got their family. I know, that rock place down there by Fredericksburg, everybody wants to climb up to that thing. And it's a good climb. It's a little hard. And they won't let any kids under 10, I don't think, do that climb.
Yeah.
But out here in Big Bend, anybody can do it if they've got the wind for it and the stamina. But if you haven't done a trail in years, don't even try it. Don't even think about it. It's for people who get a lot of exercise, who walk a lot, and can make that little big journey up that peak and just sit there, have lunch, and enjoy the day.
Yeah. No matter what level people are at, there's something there for just about everybody. And
there's some trail for anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like we get doing our thing all the time, and there's something about just getting out of town and just going out where it's quiet and where you hear nature and you can like take a deep breath and like smell nature and it without like, you know, exhaust and gas fumes.
And there's no cars honking.
Yeah.
There's nobody wrecking each other. There's nobody running into each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like being on Interstate 20. You know, I mean, they run into each other every moment.
Yeah.
The big rigs run into the cars. I mean, there's a wreck a minute, and the traffic is heavy. Didn't used to be that way, but if you go out to Big Bend, you're not going to have any traffic. You're not going to have a traffic jam. It's just you and nature.
Yeah.
And there's every kind of nature in the world in Big Bend, as you know.
Yeah. And if you go with somebody, you know, you're not on your phone. You can actually like talk, have a conversation, enjoy like what we were here to enjoy. That's a great idea. It's a great time of year for that.
Yeah, I think right now is the best time of year because it's nice and cool. It's not like in the summer when it's 130 out there. And everybody needs to get away right now. Get away from the phones. Get away from everything, from work, from being around 50 people every day, and just, you know, chill out.
get away from people. That's awesome.
That's right. Well, I know that everybody in their offices, you know, there's 150 people, 25, and, you know, this is just a chilling process. Away from the crowds.
Yeah. Everybody at work, they all want something. You need this, got deadlines, hurry up, you know, do that, you know, get this done.
That's right.
It's just, yeah, just chill out and just take some time to unwind. Wow, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Everybody this time of year needs to unwind, just chill out for a few hours, and just really enjoy yourself. Lay back and get on a rock and just lay back.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice in the middle of, like, tourist season. I mean, it's fine. It's still good. But right now, before everybody gets out there, yeah. Wow, great idea. Jeez.
Yeah, I think it'll lower your blood pressure, okay?
We all need some of that.
I mean, a lot of people, they're so stressed out, it's ridiculous. This will unstress you. You need to get unstressed. And just get back to nature.
Ugh.
And remember how it all was to start with.
Well, that sounds so nice. I'm like mentally there right now. It's like you want to go out, get in the truck and just go, just right now.
That's right. Just go and spend the weekend and don't think about anything.
Yeah.
Don't think about the next deal. Don't think about everything you have to do for the week. Just chill out. Just let it all go.
That's brilliant. That sounds amazing. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
In fact, I think for the next, in honor of resetting ourselves and getting some peace and quiet for the next 6 minutes, we will say nothing.
Well, that would be interesting.
I wonder what would happen.
Faye Bagby not say anything for 6 minutes.
That's never happened.
Wow. It's never happened. Her head would blow off probably from the strain.
Wow. I'm glad you said it, not me.
That's right.
I know we like to talk about the two risks with a life settlement, just so that when people come to call you and they want to get in, they're tired of the stock market, they want to do something that's conservative and still makes money, no matter what the conditions of the market are, they should know these things. So what's the biggest risk?
The biggest risk is it could go over and you might have to pay premiums. So you need to be prepared for that. That's why they require that you be accredited, that you must be worth $1 million without your house, or you must make $200,000 a year, because you must be accredited to do this. Because if it went over and you said, oh, I can't pay the premiums, it's a bad investment for you. So that is a small risk, but it's there. The other risk is, remember, it's not liquid till it matures. Once it matures, it's liquid. You can take money out. You can take the money and do whatever you need to do. If it's an IRA, you don't want to take it all out at one time. That's not a good idea. So those are the two risks.
In lieu of the gentleman who didn't realize that he had been paid, didn't see his email, do you want to run down real quick how the process works? Like when policies come in, you notify people, things like that. You want to run through that quickly?
Sure. When we have a maturity and someone passes away, the first thing we do is notify the clients. It's in that policy and say, okay, your policy has matured. We'll let you know when it gets to the bank. So then when we get the check in and Nevada Trust notifies us the check is there, we notify the people the money is in their account. So there's two times we're going to be sending you an email. First time will be when we find out the person has died. The second, when we realize the money's in your account, we're going to let you know. We had one policy mature this week, and there's only one person in that policy. So that was easy. We just sent him an email and said, you're getting $135,000. And that's easy. But we put everything in writing. When we're asking you to go in a policy, we're going to send you the information. We're going to send you the life expectancy. There'll be a note usually from me in there. We're going to tell you how many months it is. We're going to tell you what the premium is. We're going to tell you everything about that policy and say, this is how much we think we want to ask everybody to put in it. So everything is always in writing. There's always an email going out to you. And then we always say, if you've got questions, here's Faye's number. Call her if you have questions about going in this policy.
All right. It sounds pretty straightforward. It's not like people have to be, you know, constantly checking their email. It's just, you know, when things happen, you let them know, and it's pretty straightforward. It's not something that people have to engage in every single day, but just know that, you know, sometimes when things happen, when like you say, when the policy matures, you'll send an email. When it goes in their account, you'll let people know. So it's one of those things where, you know, you've got something to reference. So it's there for their own, I guess, because sometimes people will forget. They'll forget, oh, no, Faye said this, or what was that, or when did this, or how. It's always good to have something that people can rely to, fall back on and rely on. But if they have any questions, they can call you at any time, right?
That's right. If you've got questions, call me. Remember, I also get all the backup to the life expectancy. So I've got all the medical. I've already read all the medical. So if it's 500 pages, 1,000, or 100, you know, I read what the doctor says, when they're going to die, when they're going to live, you know. And one of the life expectancies that I was reading yesterday, it says this client knows that it's terminal. Well, that's a good thing to know, that they're saying right there, the doctor says the client knows it's terminal. Those are important facts, you know, because a lot of these people, you know, may think they're going to make it through this. But usually the doctor will give his opinion. No, they're not going to make it, you know.
Okay.
And they've been doing it a long time, so they know if they're going to make it or not.
And finally, is there room for new investors if they want to come on board? Maybe they've never done life settlements before and they want to. Is there room for new people?
Yes. The minimum is $100,000 to come in this. So they can call, make an appointment. They can call and go over with what they've got, what they want to do, and talk about it. We'll see if it's appropriate for them. If it's not, we'll do annuities. We'll talk about annuities. We'll talk about the safety of annuities. They're both, principal is safe either way you go. Annuities have been around 150 years, and they're for people that just want to chill out, get their payments every year, and forget it.
Cool. Set it
and forget
it. A
different type of investor.
Yeah. All righty. So for people to call and discuss which route is best for them and get started, maybe make some money when they're used to losing money in the stock market, it's a good time. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number for people to call and get started?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. There's a lot of good information there.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold. This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.